This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Another crushing blow to the Cowboys up front. First, it was Leo Collins out for 5 games with his suspension. And now DeMarcus Lawrence is going to be gone 6 to 8 weeks after a broken foot that was suffered in yesterday's practice. Now, I got a Tolo hit me up saying, see, I've been saying he's injury prone. I told y'all, well, I don't think you can connect this to the back. If he hurt the back again, I think you can make more of a case. He didn't practice for most of training camp. He had off-season back surgery. But in the opener, did you see what he did? He still had 6 tackles, 2 quarterback pressures, and forced a fumble against the Buccaneers. So I'm not thinking of Tank as injury-prone because he broke his foot. Are you?
No. And by the way, he was fantastic in the opener. And all these fans who are like, another day, didn't have a sack. Like he was the 3rd highest graded edge rusher in the league. He was fantastic. And the last 5 seasons, you know, with him on the field, quarterback's QBR goes from 70 to 48.
Wow.
When he is on the field. And that is fantastic. He is tremendous at what he does. Does he get a lot of sacks? No.
Over the last 5 years, 4th best. Pass rush win rate among edge rushers. Over the last 5 years, 4th best in the league at getting pressure. The sack is the interception.
Yep.
It's the secondary.
Coverage is more important than interceptions. Interceptions happen on less than 1% of plays. Sacks happen on about 2% of plays. Maybe. Like last week, right? The Cowboys didn't get any sacks. He pressured Brady 5 times. He had 5 quarterback pressures. There's 65 plays in a game. I'm not going to worry about 6 plays. I'm going to worry about the 60. And the 60 is he gets double teamed. He takes attention away. Now, good news. When he's off the field, the other team gains a foot more. Not the biggest deal. Right? Not the biggest deal in the world. But it's 5.7 to 6. Still. Everything else he does outside the gain of yardage, outside the sacks, I mean, he does a lot. He does a lot for this team.
Also looks like Randy Gregory is going to be missing because of his COVID protocol issues. Mike McCarthy was pessimistic yesterday, saying, if you look at the history, it's been 10 days pretty much every time we've dealt with someone in the COVID protocol. We will just see how it goes. So McCarthy's going to join us live at 6:30 tomorrow morning. He should be in a great mood. Mm. He should be in a wonderful mood at 0-1, missing both starting DNs. And now they would potentially turn to Dorrance Armstrong, Terrell Basham as the starters, with Bradley Anae and Chauncey Golston as the backups. Golston, 3rd-round pick, missed all of training camp with a hamstring injury and was inactive for the season opener. And then Leon Lett, you talk about an omen. Leon Lett was carted off the field with a right knee injury that's going to require surgery. Tank hurt. Leon Lett hurt. Randy Gregory still missing. Donovan Wilson was missing from practice with a groin. He played 55 snaps. Right now, it feels like a mess. And you're going up against the Chargers in their home opener after Justin Herbert played really well against the football team.
Yeah, you're going to have to find a way to manufacture some pressures this week. You're going to have to find a way to...
You're going to blitz and leave this secondary against Keenan Allen and Mike Williams?
No, you can find a way to manufacture and give up looks. I'm sure, look, this guy's far smarter than me can do it. But that may come with a corner blitz. You know, there's your fourth guy, and everything shifts zone-wise, whatever. You can find ways to do it. But, yes, leaving these, you know, the secondary at risk is not the most ideal situation. That's why getting home in four, and I don't mean getting home like as a sack, but just putting pressure on a guy with just four is huge. But, look, they don't have that option right now. So they're going to have to find ways to do it. You got to take a chance.
What pressure is on the offense now, my Lord?
Yeah, look, they gave up 31 last week with him. So let's, you know, hopefully give up 31 this week, and that's it.
Taylor Heinicke is going to be starting for the football team tonight. They are hosting the New York Giants Thursday night football. Washington is favored in this one. All the pressure in the world is on Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones and Jason Garrett are under the spotlight. Saquon sounds like he's going to be ineffective again. Second game in 5 days after he didn't do anything, basically, against the Broncos. The Giants are an absolute mess, even though we are definitely rooting for them tonight to beat the football team.
100% rooting for the Giants.
Because we think Washington will be better throughout the year. So
then the Giants will, yeah. Yeah, like get your losses now. That would make them 0-2. Huge, because the Cowboys are in a real, you know, precarious spot. I mean, the Cowboys are staring 0-2 in the face too. I mean, they could easily win this game. It would not. I mean, it's basically a pick 'em when you take out home field, neutral field. It's basically a pick 'em game. So I mean, it would not surprise me at all if the Cowboys were 1-1. But the Washington football team get this loss. You got the backup quarterback in there. That's the most important thing. Although I'm not even sure that Daniel Jones is even better than Heinicke.
Right. True.
And I assume that Washington has the coaching advantage. I would take Ron Rivera over Joe Judge any day of the week. So I don't know that it's... It would not surprise me if Washington it should still be the favorite in this game.
Yesterday, Dave Loffenberg... Not Babe Loffenberg, someone named Dave Loffenberg, who apparently is a giant diehard media member in New York, called it a must-win game. He said this is an elimination game for the Giants. He said that. Brad Sham rolling over in his grave hearing something like that. Dave Loffenberg in New York.
Man, you want to talk about panicking?
Good Lord.
Wow.
Second game of the year, there's only one team with a win.
Must win.
An elimination game for the New York football Giants. Urban Meyer was asked point blank yesterday, is there any truth, is there any way you would leave Jacksonville this early, this soon, to go take the USC job?
I just want to give you the opportunity to refute it. So you put
there's no chance that I'm here and committed to try to build an organization.
Okay. I was warned many, 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 many times. It's a journey. It's not a sprint. And we're healthy. Where attitudes are good, we have good players, and we're building something.
Believe him?
I would like to say I have no reason not to believe Urban Meyer, but I have a lot of reasons not to believe Urban Meyer.
Yeah, every previous stop.
I do believe him here. I have a real hard time believing that someone's going to take a job and then leave after 1 week.
Yeah.
In the NFL. He's probably here to stay. This is it for him. This is his last stop. I know he's a lifer. I know he is a college coach at heart. But the only reason why he went to Jacksonville is he basically got a lot of control and Trevor Lawrence.
Yep.
You know, if you're going to do that, I mean, I know USC is a great job. I know it is, man. And he would be coaching three of the four best jobs in America at some point. He had Florida, he had Ohio State, he had USC. The only one he had is Texas. I can't imagine he does.
The only way I could see him doing it is if he has decided and seen in his evaluation to Trevor Lawrence that he's not special. That would cause me to possibly bail.
Could you know that now yet?
I don't know. Ask a football coach how long. I mean, he's seen him
every day
for the off season. I don't know. Maybe he's like, this is bothering me. I mean, can you make an evaluation? I don't know the answer to that. Their future schedule, Broncos at home.
That's going to be a loss.
You better get that one because then you face Arizona at home, at Cincy, Titans at home, Dolphins at home, at Seattle, Buffalo at home, at Indy, San Fran at home.
See, that's crap. This was the team with the first pick in the draft. They're supposed to have an easy schedule.
Wow. You better get that Denver game. Arizona at Cincy, Titans, Dolphins, Seattle, Buffalo, Indy, San Fran. Woo! That's a gauntlet. That runs right up until mid-November when you said USC might be hiring their next
game. There you go. It is. By the way, on the fan text, I can't believe I have to say this, Troy. No. Brad Sham did not pass away.
Oh, yeah.
Because Sean said roll it over in his grave. You'd be stunned the amount of people. Wait, did Brad Sham die? Brad has passed away?
Sorry, Brad.
Brad's rolled his grave? Isn't he still alive? Sham's dead?
I steal that from inside the NBA. Barkley and Kenny and them always talking about former players on a team rolling over in their grave. They're still alive. It's just a joke.
Yeah. Brad Sham is still alive. My best friend, Mooma, he may not be alive. He's a diehard Raiders fan.
Mooma?
Yeah, his last name's Mooma. We call him Mooma.
What happened to D?
D's my best black friend.
Oh.
Anyway, he's probably rolling over in his grave. Ian Rappaport tweeting out right now, quarterback Marcus Mariota expected to miss multiple weeks with a quad injury. Remember that 31-yard run?
Yep.
Yeah, he messed up his quad, so now it's all up to Derek Carr and their other QB.
Jay Schrader.
Nathan Peterman.
That's right. Gruden bringing him in after the Buffalo Bill debacle. It's just nothing but blowouts in the Rangers series. This was the closest game they've played so far against the armpit. They lose to the Astros 7-2 yesterday right here on the Fan. And they'll play again tonight, 6:30 pregame with a 7 o'clock first pitch. Those are your headlines on a Thursday.
Way to expound.
I would love to say something about that game.
I was
game.
Waiting for RJ to say something. He got nothing. Let's move on.
Yeah.
What are you going to say?
I mean, I remember a game in July.
What do you mean?
I mean, it's just, like, I don't know what to say like anymore. Like they're not the last time they really were playing a game that.
There is nothing to say. They're a ticker update. They're an update.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. Hey, they played, they won, or they lost. Adolis Garcia did this as a rookie home run record for the team, and then you move on. What are you going to do, a Ranger breakdown?
No.
Right?
No.
No, not Mm-mm. going to. But I am curious how many Tolos are interested in everything else in baseball. Or are we just going to wait for the playoffs and the postseason? Like, the national baseball ratings this year have been what? Have you seen any numbers on that?
I have not really paid attention or looked. I could find out real quick. But, you know, it would not surprise me if they are up from last year but down from 2 years ago.
Yeah. What I'm seeing, baseball returned to a sense of normalcy and the ratings provided plenty of reasons for optimism. This is a double-sided article, so I don't know. They lost $1 billion in revenue in 2020. And I'm just curious, Bally is being called out on a national scale with this article that I'm reading.
Yeah, because Bally's not available in a lot of houses, and so that includes mine as well. And ratings are very important, especially if you're Fox and you pay $3 billion for the television rights.
Woo! There it is.
Yeah, so here we go. While viewership is up from 2020, it's down 12% from 2019. 12 of the 29 markets saw drops in TV viewership across households.
Ooh.
And a lot of this is, like you said, attributed to Bally. Now, not everybody has Bally as their home. Like, you know, the Red Sox, the Yankees, the Dodgers, they have other people.
All right, let's catch up with Mike Fisher. Does it sound like Randy Gregory is also out? And are they going to go shopping to try and replace DeMarcus Lawrence? How much Cowboy panic is there at the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco? We'll ask Mike Fisher next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, let's bring in Mike Fisher to talk about the disastrous day yesterday with DeMarcus Lawrence breaking his foot. Sounds like Randy Gregory is not coming back against the Chargers. Are we debating still who's going to play right tackle after Jerry came on our show Tuesday? Mike Fisher on the Romeo's Pizza Hotline. Get game-winning pizza delivery and takeout at romeospizza.com. Fish, take us through practice yesterday.
Yeah, it kind of starts, Sean, for me, getting off the plane from Tampa. And you get off the plane from Tampa and you think, okay, well, we lost, but, you know, moral victory or whatever. We could have won. We should have won. Tough spot, all that. And then bang, 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 you get Lyle Collins being unavailable now for 5 weeks, Michael Gallup being unavailable for a month, Randy Gregory coming down with the COVID, Leon Lett having to be carted off the field yesterday. And, of course, we've known Leon Lett for a long time. Won 3 Super Bowls here as a player, been here as a coach since 2011. And he was complaining of something. He was pointing at his upper right leg. We still don't know exactly what the issue is. And then, as you mentioned, to top it all off, Tank Lawrence, who you really need to get unleashed here. And I know that he plays well and he plays hard and he stopped the run and he almost this, but you need somebody to get some sacks around here. And he breaks his foot in practice yesterday. You are 0 for 5 when it comes to big names, big news, and the Cowboys are feeling the woes right now.
How do they replace him?
Well, you've invested a lot financially and otherwise, you know, the draft and everything in Dorrance Armstrong and then Terrell Basham and in Bradley Anae. So now it's time to find out if you were right. Dorrance Armstrong, of course, played a lot last year. The coaching staff absolutely loves him, including Leon Lett, by the way. And he'll get a chance to now to reward that faith. Terrell Basham is somebody that Will McClay and the scouting staff really like coming out of college. And in the NFL, he's had his moments. He's had flashes where he can go put up sacks. He looked like that guy. He'll get his big shot. And then Bradley Anae, who this group drafted, who never has gotten a chance at all, now he gets an opportunity. I might suggest, I guess, two other things. One's easy. Micah Parsons can line up there and rush the passer. Now, then you're down a linebacker, so to speak, if you wanted to do it that way. Of course, Jerry comes on your show and says we have 4 starting linebackers, so what the heck? You got plenty of them.
Yeah.
And truly, they do. If you said we're going to play Micah Parsons at defensive end once in a while, and that will mean that Leighton Vander Esch gets to play more than 14 plays, maybe that is a good solution. And then as a wild card, this coaching staff last year played Jalen Smith 98% of the time. And no wonder he didn't look very good. He was asked to do too much. In game one at Tampa, I don't know that he played very well, but he got 15 snaps too. He can rush the passer. Now, he's not a bendy defensive end, but if you're trying to put guys into positions to succeed, which is like one of the cardinal rules of coaching, right? Mm-hmm. Put people in position to succeed. Having Micah Parsons rush the passer and having Jalen Smith do a little of that, those might be helpful answers.
If they were to, because you can't just replace Tank with everything he does. Like he stops the run, he beats right. His man, he takes on double teams. Now he doesn't get to the quarterback. So if they were able to pick up a couple, maybe a sack or a few more pressures, Is there a way for them to manufacture all these looks where, you know, they could still get pressure without having to bring the house and leave these secondary guys completely on an island?
Yeah, and I think you've hit on the dilemma. The answer, based on what we just saw, is no, because they weren't able to get to Tom Brady. And if you can't catch up with Tom Brady, you're going to have, I would think, an even more difficult time catching up with Justin Herbert. So I think, Chop, you've hit on something. They're going to have to come up with something schematically that solves it, because not even the talent of Tank Lawrence was solving it, and now the talent has just gone down. And by the way, we keep forgetting, Randy Gregory didn't get to the quarterback either. So you're down both those defensive ends almost certainly, based on what McCarthy said yesterday. I do think it's interesting somehow that last week they were going to squeeze 5 days into four with Zach Martin, and this week they're talking about it's going to be 10 for Randy Gregory, which suggests, and Coach says, well, that's kind of the number that we've discovered is what it takes. But usually 10 is the magic number for somebody who's non-vaccinated. And I don't know if that's part of their circumstance or not, but it was sure all of a sudden they decided that Randy Gregory was not as likely as we initially thought.
So you think Randy's out Sunday?
I think that's a smart prediction. You better practice as if you're not going to have Randy Gregory, because he's going to have to not only do, as we said the other day, the good test, 24 hours off, good test, 5 day window, be asymptomatic, and then feel good getting on the plane. But for some reason, Coach is saying he won't really feel good for 10 days, in which case you might as well not bother.
Mike Fisher here on The Fan. What about a free agent or a trade to replace DeMarcus?
This team, of course, does have itself a little bit of cap room. And Jerry told you guys regarding the latest move. Was that Zeke was the latest one? They did a Zeke and they did a Dak.
Dak.
Yeah, and Jerry explained it to you guys, I thought, just right, that there's two reasons to do that. One is to have that carryover money next year, and they're going to need it because you always need it. But two is to create a little bit of a slush fund. And I think we made it clear at the time, this wasn't, because it was, I think it's $5 million and $6 million. So, you know, they created an extra, $11 million out there. It wasn't pinpointed, let's create this money to go get this guy. It was just, let's create this money because you always need a slush fund. Well, I would argue now that they need it. Except, Sean, they also needed a tackle. and we can still argue that they needed a cornerback. So some holes were created in this roster by watching the Tampa Bay game, and this week some more holes have been created by fate.
Donovan Wilson played over 50 snaps against Tampa. Is he going to play Sunday?
Yeah, I believe he sat out yesterday. He's one of the two defensive backs that was not available. The other one was Nashawn Wright, the rookie, who had a personal issue that he dealt with. Excused absence, apparently. Their view on Donovan Wilson is they just need to make him rest. And I think he's kind of a go-go-go guy, and he's got a groin, as I recall. And why don't you just go sit down for a couple of days maybe and get this thing some rest and get it to be better. But I would bet that he's going to play Sunday at the Chargers.
Fish, is there still a debate at right tackle?
Well, thanks to your show, there is.
Since when does the owner naming the right tackle cause a debate?
Well, when the next day the coach says we'll decide by Friday. And it's clear what happens inside the building after all these years. I think people get it now. They have a Monday meeting on Monday night to determine what they're going to do. And then Jerry is sitting in the meeting. Then Jerry comes on with Sean and RJ and tells the world what the Cowboys are going to do. Then the coach hears that happened. Then the coach cringes. Then the coach tries to put a blanket on top of it.
Yeah.
It does...
Was McCarthy visibly bothered that Jerry told us that?
I would not say bothered. I think he's been around long enough to understand that's just how this works here.
Yeah,
and it's fun.
Should we ask McCarthy tomorrow if he was bothered by it? It's not the best start to our interviews, and it'll probably cause Jerry not to tell us anymore. But should we ask him if it bothers him?
There's nothing you could do to prevent Jerry from telling you stuff. So you're safe there. Yeah, I think there's a way to ease into a good McCarthy over coffee conversation about how different is this than it was in Green Bay, where you were the only one, you were the only voice. And was that more pressure? Was that more power? Was that more difficult? Do you recognize, and I've talked to him about this a lot, do you recognize the entertainment value that is part of this? Jerry does that in part because it's entertaining. It's good information. Let's do a good radio show. And of course, if you're a coach, you're saying, yeah, but why are we telling the Chargers? Why don't we not tell the Chargers what we're going to do with Zach Martin, so they have to double game plan what we might do? So it is the fun of Jerry, and it is probably a little bit of the frustration for the coach. Yeah.
So do you think Steele is going to start at right tackle?
Yeah, because Jerry didn't decide that. He was told that
right
on Monday night.
Yeah.
And then told you on Tuesday. Now, I suppose Terrence Steele could have a terrible week of practice, but Zach Martin yesterday, meeting with the media, said, I'll do whatever they want me to do, but I'm playing right guard. So he's willing, but not willing enough.
Did you get the feeling that Zach's preference played into this at all?
I love your thing that you put on Twitter, and you said it on the radio the other day. And of course, people attacked you as if you were taking a side when you asked him a really simple but provocative question. Does Zach Martin have a right to have a vote?
Right.
And I think, you know, in this league now, we know how the NBA is. We know what the answer is in the NBA. If you're a star, you're not going to get the vote. You get the vote. But Aaron Rodgers wants a vote, and Russell Wilson wants a vote. And we asked Dak Prescott if he wants a vote. The previous administration here had a 16-man committee of veterans. This coach has one, too. They get votes. So in that sense, yeah, I think Zach Martin, after all this time, after all these years, should be involved in that conversation. Maybe he shouldn't have veto power, but I think it's respectful to involve him there. And, yeah, I do. I think Zach Martin said to them the same thing he said to us. I'll do whatever you want, but I'm a right guard.
Mike Fisher on the Romeo's Pizza Hotline inside the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco here on Sean and RJ. Is there any more clarity on the Leo Collins situation? Nobody knows anything. And this whole week, including the owner, you know, Steven can't talk about it. All of our insiders, people who live there, nobody can tell us anything specific about what happened here or what's going to happen with an appeal.
Yeah, I don't think there's going to be any change from an appeal, because I don't think your defense can be, no, we didn't fail to comply seven times. We failed to show up seven times. That's not a very good defense. You know, no, Your Honor, I didn't kill my wife. I killed my girlfriend. What are you accusing me of here? it's a ridiculous defense. There might be an appeal, but I don't think the player will win it. And I do think eventually somebody's going to leak some information, and hopefully they leak it to 105 through the fan, about what the specific debate is about, because it's as gray right now as the blurred line rules are.
Okay, so did the league inform the team that he had missed the previous six tests?
The team is very aware.
Knew, and they still didn't force him to take another test, knowing this could happen?
Well, this is the Second Chance Valley Ranch issue that we've been talking about around here for 30 years. Should the Cowboys send somebody to Lyle Collins' house every day that he's supposed to urinate and buckle, put him in the car and buckle his seatbelt in and give him a lolly and drive him to the tester? And maybe the answer is yes. But so many times when they do it that way and they think they're winning that way, like when they had Randy Gregory live with a babysitter, except the babysitter was younger than Randy and had no degree in parenthood, no degree in psychology, no degree in medicine, no nothing. He couldn't stop Randy Gregory from smoking pot. He was just turned out to be his roommate. I don't know, Chop, and nobody does, what the answer is. Barry Switzer's answer to that question is, these are men, and I treat them like men. And the guys that understood that acted like men, and the guys that didn't went nuts. The Cowboys are, and every other team, you're really on a tight wire trying to figure out, he's a 28-year-old man, and he makes $10 million a year, and I really have to give him his lolly? It's a tough one.
Thank you, Mike. Good stuff. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
Mike Fisher on the Romeo's Pizza Hotline. Get game-winning pizza delivery and takeout at romeospizza.com. I know the playmaker blamed the league yesterday when he joined us for the layoff situation. I mean, you missed seven tests, apparently. And but why on the
wait? Did he blame the league? I thought he blamed Lael.
No, he ended up in a roundabout way blaming the league. Why do you get suspended for the seventh missed one and not the fifth? That's weird to me. Where is the writing in the policy that you get suspended for this? But at the end of the day, I think Fish is right. You're a grown man. You're an adult. Like, don't miss the tests. Don't put yourself in this situation. It's Lael Collins' fault. We can all cry conspiracy, and we can all blame the league. If it happened that way, you missed seven tests. What are you doing? You don't do seven homework assignments, you get a bad grade, you want me to get mad at the teacher? You want me to get mad at the school? Own your S. Be an adult. Earn your contract. Get people off your back who are whispering you don't care that much about football. Like, that's what it boils down to.
Seven, man.
Seven.
That's the number. Seven chipmunks twirling on a branch. Eating lots of sunflowers on my uncle's ranch.
Well, let's eat, Brett. What's that from?
Something About Mary.
Let's eat. You are the king of 20, 30-year-old references.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
It's Sean and RJ, Inside College Football. We're going to eat breakfast with Nick Saban, lunch with Lane Kiffin, and have some beers as well. Thank you for turning it on, leaving it on DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. This is Nick Saban going on Eli Manning's Peyton copycat. Not the Manning cast, not the mega cast, but this is Eli with his own like little personal stories like Peyton's Places asking Nick Saban about the first meal of the day.
You eat the same breakfast every morning, and I hear there are these oatmeal cream pies.
Now, two of them.
Two of them. You have two every morning.
Two every morning. Part of my motivation for getting up in the morning is I love to have a cup of coffee and two Debbie cookies every day. And when I don't have them, I'm cranky.
Come on, Nick Perry, get your elbow up and throw the ball. What'd you do when you were a kid? Play Nintendo?
What are we doing?
Your hands are back here, man. Might as well stick them up your...
Old Nick. I can't imagine.
That's a dream breakfast.
Couple of Debbies.
Oatmeal cookies. Two oatmeal cookies. Who doesn't love an oatmeal cookie? I mean, they're amazing. That cream on the inside. I mean...
Like the oatmeal cream pie kind of thing?
Oatmeal cream pie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I have to be in the mood for them, right? Because they're very, very filling.
Yeah.
So I got to be in the mood for them. My kids love them. Holy cow. My kids don't eat anything that isn't basically Dino Nuggets.
Oh. Dino Nuggets.
Yeah. What are those, chicken nuggets?
Those are the chicken nuggets shaped like dinosaurs.
I'm not eating chicken nuggets. Oh, it looks like a brontosaurus. Yeah. I'll eat it.
I'll definitely eat that. Or a hamburger with literally nothing on it. Meat, and bread, and that's it. Like, that's all my kids eat. But they will eat some oatmeal cream pies.
And it's weird. Nick Saban eats two a morning. It's not even the best Little Debbie snack. It's not even the best.
What is?
Swiss cake rolls. Thank you very much.
Ooh.
Which ones are those? Is that like
the... It's the chocolate that has the swirl of cream on the inside.
Okay.
That's the best. That's the best Little Debbie. Now the oatmeal cream pie is great. When I saw Honey, I Shrunk the Kids and they came upon the gigantic oatmeal cream pie, I was like, wow, that's amazing. But it's not the best.
Were y'all ever into like coffee cake, or am I just an old soul?
You're definitely old, okay, people.
So I don't mind it.
Yeah, like a good crumble, like coffee crumble kind of cake.
Yeah. Okay.
I like a good crumble.
What do you think of prunes?
The best Little Debbie snacks were ranked by MyRecipes.com. Me and Kevin Hagelin's favorite at the top with Nutter Butters.
Oh, they're fantastic.
Love them.
Nutter Butter?
No, that's the Texas quarterback.
Nutty Buddy. There you go.
Nutty Buddies. Two is Troy's Swiss Rolls. Then apple fruit pies, and then I'm not going to go down the rest of the 20 on there.
Why not? We need the ratings.
That's the almost got me to comment on the app, but I'm not going to do it anymore today. So that's Nick Saban with breakfast. Meanwhile, everyone.
I don't know if it's a Famous Amos or something like that in the break. I'm hungry now.
Oh, thanks. Cool.
Start talking about food, man. We get me hungry. It's breakfast time.
Famous Amos, the little cookies.
Yeah, I got those are my guilty pleasures.
Meanwhile, everyone has been trying to get more evidence of Nick Saban's dirty jokes. So Jalen Hurts has been asked about it. Other players have been asked about Nick Saban dropping D's nuts jokes in practices. Alabama's Jordan Battle is the latest one to be asked if Saban is actually hip behind the scenes.
Yeah, I've asked a couple of the other older guys about this, but do you have a favorite saying that Saban has, one of his little coaching, quips he has?
Not that I can think of right now because he has so many, but there are a few I like, and he always talking about touch D's or you know, suck on D's or all that.
No. Charlie.
I think he did encouraging ones like so loud I can't get you
I don't know how to follow that one up, but
did you hear the guy in the background, like the media PR guy, like no,
I didn't hear it. Can we even play that? Can we play the suck one?
Why can't we?
I don't know. It sounds.
I mean, tell me.
I don't know. My 8-year-old makes these jokes, so I think it's whatever.
Yeah, I think it's okay.
Your 8-year-old also curses and repeats profanity from Bravo. Doesn't mean we can say it on the radio.
Well, Sean, if you don't like it, we got two words for you. Break it down.
I did not hear the PR guy.
Oh my God, you didn't hear him in the background.
Let
Hold
me
on.
Hear it.
I gotta find that part. Let me see.
Or you know, suck on D's or all that.
No. Lane Kiffin threw Marlon Humphrey under the bus, the Ravens DB, who is a fantastic player. He said Marlon Humphrey started it off with Saban with these jokes. So he is the one to blame for the potty mouth at Alabama practices. Marlon Humphrey now playing for Baltimore.
Remember we asked Zeke at camp, you know, what's, you know, how common are these? You know, is it your mom or the D's nuts? And he was like, oh, definitely the nuts jokes are way more. And like I said, man, my kids' baseball teams, like everybody's dropping these all over the place.
And then Lane Kiffin must be a listener of the KMC masterpiece. I have avoided this topic and this question and this debate for as long as KMC has been on the air. Lane Kiffin being asked this question on the SEC network.
Retweet or rat poison, a hot dog is a sandwich.
Retweet, that is true.
Okay.
Ooh. Oh. Do you think it's a sandwich?
I don't think it's a sandwich.
Okay, I'm still.
Well, I didn't think it was till you just said it, and then if you think about it, why is it not?
Because there's bread. Is that what makes it the sandwich?
I would think so. You okay. Could like meat and bread. What's the difference?
Okay,
it feels
I'll take
pretty
it.
Simple, right? And yeah, if I'll Lane Kiffin says it's a sandwich, it's a sandwich.
So there you go. Lane Kiffin agreeing with Corey Majors and whoever else says it on that show, hot dog is a sandwich.
It's a hot dog.
Which it's not.
It's not. It's a hot dog.
It's the Corey Majors show on 105.3 The Fan. Yes.
It's a hot dog. And yes, you can cut a hamburger diagonally.
That's their other thing.
Yeah.
Cutting it diagonally. So there you go. A sandwich is a sandwich. It's just, you know, it's deli meat. That's what it has to be. Meatball sub.
It's a sub. It's meatball's a sub. Not a sandwich. It's a meatball sub.
A hoagie. It's a hoagie.
Hoagie. It's a hoagie.
A hero is a hero. And a sandwich is a sandwich.
I'm fascinated that Gourmet Digest did an entire article about this a couple of years back, and they actually went through the actual dialogue and the actual written description. According to the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA describes a sandwich as a meat or poultry filling between two slices of bread,
yep,
a bun, or a biscuit. So by definition, a hot dog is a sandwich.
Well, their definition is stupid.
It is dumb.
Not one time have you ever gone into a restaurant and seen hot dog listed under sandwich.
No, U.S. Department of Agriculture. I ain't listening to government.
Send me the menu. Let me see it. So that's Lane Kiffin agreeing that it is a sandwich. And then you have beer being bought for the fans. This thing kind of blew up the wrong way from Portland State's head coach.
Portland State's head coach was like, guys, if you come to the game, just basically, please come to the game. Beer's on me.
We got Barney's Beer Garden. I think he said there's over 60,000 listeners last few times we were on here. I got a deal for him. My football alumni first, but anybody, I'm going to add a group each week. This group is going to be anybody that heard me on your show.
Okay.
I'll just say I heard Barney on the John Canzano show.
Okay.
Barney's Beer Garden will be in the end zone. You have to buy your ticket. I'm not buying your ticket, but I'll buy you beer for the entire game.
What?
Yep. Go get them.
And that's from the Bald Face Truth podcast with John Canzano. So there it is. Bruce Barnum. This is a perfect P.T. Barnum thing. Like, he has to be related to that guy. This is a perfect way to get people in the stadium.
People are like, oh, you're going to buy beer for college kids? What type of message are you sending? Now, my question is the quantity.
He said the entire game.
He said the entire game. So what does that mean?
I would assume it means as many beers as you could consume before the bartender cuts you off.
Like, Portland State is not going to get the alcohol sales from every concession stand and hand the beer bill over to Bruce Barnum, right? He should have said, one beer. I'll buy everyone a beer. That's an awesome gesture in itself.
It is.
And then you just get charged, you know, for one beer per person, but then beer throughout the game. What is that?
Well, I mean, here's the thing. What is the attendance? Their capacity of their home stadium is only 7,000.
Okay.
Okay. I can't imagine I'm looking at their attendance.
Well, it's going to be 7,000 for this game.
So in 2019, the last time they had fans, their home attendance was 3,354.
Okay. Let's just call it 3,000.
Yeah, 3,000. Not everybody's going to go and get a beer.
Right.
All right.
You cut it. Let's do a third.
Let's do a third.
1,000.
1,000 people. But it's called Barney's. His last name is Barnum. I wonder if he owns it. If this is his beer.
Still losing the money.
Still losing the money. Still losing the money. But it's a. Like a promotion gift.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, you know 100% this ain't happening.
Oh,
there's no way this is happening.
No, not in Portland.
No. It has nothing to do with the money or anything. You know, someone in the Portland State, you know, front office said, hey, there's a little word called liability. And we don't want to be liable for you providing alcohol should someone get so crazy, because you know how Portland State football gets.
Is he providing it or he's just picking up the bill?
Yeah, well, he's paying for it.
I'm curious. I'm curious what this is going to look like and how he's going to cover it throughout the game. But awesome gesture.
Oh, it's a great gesture. Yeah. You know, this and the Yelich with the 10,000 tickets for the fans. I mean, these are two cool things.
Yeah.
That has happened.
Man, Sean, you need to start buying some stuff.
You know, we used to have events where I did it. And if we have events moving forward, maybe I'll do it again.
You should come out on Saturday to the Miller Tavern at Texas Live with me for Tarleton football from 3:30 to 5:30.
What?
No,
Yes.
Why don't you buy some drinks?
Yeah, why don't you buy some drinks?
I will buy. I have a few polos in the hopper that I will buy some drinks.
Isn't this non-alimony weekend?
Let's hear your statement. So you learn from this coach with the technicalities. You will purchase what for the Tolos who come out? And for who? For how many? Let's see how you phrase it.
I will purchase a good time.
Oh, man. Boo.
But I will have a tab at one of the bars.
Okay.
I will have a tab at one of the bars. You got to figure out which one. You can use my name
there. Are you going to pick it up? I mean, you can have a tab there. Yes.
It may be a credit card. I don't plan on using it ever again.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.